her. So I would like to introduce Cheryl to you, and let's give her a warm welcome.
Thank you, everybody. So as we move into the new year, it's a perfect time to reflect, to expand our awareness, and to make conscious decisions about our life experience and how we choose to walk through the world. At the beginning of each new year, we all come together to participate in a releasing and a manifesting ceremony. So the releasing or letting go process allows us to open up to seeing and acknowledging our shadows, the beliefs, the fears, the thoughts, and wounds that constrict us and knot us up inside, causing us to act unlovingly to ourselves and to others. That prevents us from being completely open to the free flow of divine love. When we are aligned with our source, we have the strength and courage to look within and to let go of all that is not serving us and the collective unconscious. So let's talk about the manifesting process. That provides the opportunity to look within, to listen to divine wisdom, and become aware of what the divine seeks to birth through us. This could be a new experience or relationship, a new way of being, or a new way of seeing someone in our lives or a situation in the world. Wouldn't that be amazing to see a new situation in the world? Amen. Together, our group energy supports us throughout these processes and also supports us as we release and heal. The community energy holds us up and encourages us. It is a wonderful gift we give to each other. And just as a reminder that this is also a ceremony for the ego. Our God self or divine self is already whole, peaceful, loving, and harmonious. So at this point, it is my great pleasure to introduce another one of our ministerial students, and that is John Taylor.
Hi, everyone. I'm going to be leading you through the release meditation in this ceremony tonight. So why don't we all just plant our feet on the ground or whatever way you want to sit that helps. Okay, yeah, you want to, let's just handle the logistical stuff first. Here we've got an envelope. In that envelope, you've got a 3x5 card. That is simply to provide you with a backing to write on. There's a tiny pencil. As we're sort of going through the meditation, something might come to mind that you want to let go, that you might not want to bring with you. And you got to write it on this tiny piece of flash paper. You'll know it because it's really tiny. And that'll be great. So any questions before we roll out? Awesome. Thanks, Lucille. So let's just start by taking a nice deep breath in through the nose and letting it out through the mouth. No, I need it. Deep breath in through the nose and letting it out through the mouth. And during this meditation, I'm going to invite you to go within for guidance, to go inside and ask yourself, What do you need to release to reawaken or to awaken to a higher state of consciousness? Is there an issue, a backstory, a feeling, something that's blocking you? What's holding you back? There you go. We all know it. Now that you're aware of it, it's time to ask if you're ready to do something. And maybe the doing something is less action. Maybe the doing something is just letting go. How easy could that be? Something comes to you, I'm going to invite you to maybe add it to your piece of flash paper. You're here in a safe space. You're here in a safe place. No judgment, no moral message. No hilltop, real spirituality, the kind that feeds you. The kind that helps you be the real, authentic, pure, positive energy I see when I look at you, each and every one of you. So much beauty in this place. Take a moment to invite divine love, higher power, whatever your conception is of God into this process. And now let's focus on taking a nice deep breath from the depth of our heart. And just hear the harmony of the divine within. It is love eternal. And align with that beauty that is greater than any trifling problem or situation. I mean, with that power on your side, how could you ever fail? Realistically. And all of that power, all of that pure positive energy is there waiting for you to simply come to it with open hands. And all you need to do is let go. And I assure you from personal experience, it can be that easy if you want it to be. Listen to the truth. Listen to your inner wisdom. Whatever's not working, whatever does not need to continue in 2018, I invite you to now take a moment and put it on your flash paper when you have the opportunity. Feel like you've gotten what you need to, just go ahead and fold your flash paper And we're going to come up here and set it. Miss Caput, don't be rushed. You need time. Please take it. That was not like everybody, let's do it. That was just... I know, Tim. I know, right? Did anyone else notice how, like, the paper was, like, coming back and sticking on you? Like, I can't really think of a better... Reverend Swan is going to take this outside and give it the fire. And we can see him. He's going to be right out there doing it. So, yep. Okay. Yeah. Last call. Has everyone gotten their flash paper in? Who wishes to participate?
So everybody can stand up and look out the window.
Okay, awesome. I could ask everyone to just take their seats. Reverend Cheryl Goodman will.
Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So now we're going to do another meditation. And this is the manifesting meditation. So I'd like for you to just get comfortable in your chair. Put your feet down. Okay. And before we really get comfortable in our chair, we need to get our card out.
Yeah.
So let's get our 3x5 card out. Does everybody have one? Okay. And in a minute, we're going to be writing on that. Okay. So to get us ready to write, we're going to now get comfortable in our chair and put our feet on the floor, feel it on Mother Earth, feel our back supported by the chair. So this is a time to ask what the divine is trying to birth into this world through you. Using your unique gifts and talents, what is trying to come forth through you? What changes in your life, new things, ideals, new way of thinking, new ways of being? What wants to come forth? So keep turning inward and let any remaining thoughts easily wash out of your mind. With each breath, your mind becomes clearer and calmer. Breathing in and out, in and out. Now envision right in front of you a huge column of brilliant white light. This column of light is grounded deep in the Earth's core and radiates endlessly up into the atmosphere. See this light as pure life force energy, pure love, divine spirit. Now, I invite you to hold your intentions over your heart. Which we need to do is to take a minute and write in the card what you'd like to bring forth this year. So let's take a minute in this light to do that. So when you are done, now we can take our card and put our intentions over our hearts. And as we do that, I'm going to say a prayer. Divine Spirit, we give thanks for your wisdom, guidance, and unconditional love. Your divine love pours through us into the world. We are open and willing to be the full and complete expressions of your love. We release these intentions into the divine creative medium, the divine creative substance, knowing that it is done. And together we say, and so it is. Please take your card with you and place it somewhere visible as a reminder of the intentions that you have set here today. And now I'd like to invite our other ministerial student, our first-year ministerial student, Lalan Taraje.
Hello, I'm Milan, and I will be taking us through the responsive reading section. So with loud gusto, listen to the divine voice within, and the instructions are on the back of your handout, where it says all. So let me start again. Listening to the divine voice within. In the truth of divine light,
all that I surrender is released.
For the greatest good of all,
what I intend is made manifest.
And then last, and now I invite everybody to form a peace circle.